Praise God. You know, we're not down here. I'm not down here to pastor a little church someplace, or a nice big church for that matter. Find a building, have services. I really don't have even the desire in me anymore to do any of that. I'm not interested. Churches in America have become babysitting organizations with a religious flair. And just wear you out in ingratitude. God brought me down here because of a burden he's placed in my heart from the very beginning. It is centered in the local church, but it is of the temperament of revival. Now, we're not going to have masses of people saved and coming in from the north, south, east, and west, and we're not going to see a revival amongst the churches and the people, then why waste my time? I'm not interested. We have thousands of churches, tens of thousands of churches, and what are they doing? Do you even know that the biggest church in this community exists? Now, the devil's been doing the same thing from the beginning. He is not creative. There's no life in him. He's a dead man walking. His sentence has been passed. His job has been limited. And my friends, on the cross, he was embarrassed, shamed, and his everything he ever set up spoiled. And so all he can do is give you the same pitch over and over and over and hope that you don't use your spiritual imagination. He hopes you'll just resort to your soul or your situation or the silly temptations. Look, whether it's a tree or a job or a house or a person, who cares as long as you choose it over God? And I'll tell you something. If you think I'm down here being tested of the Lord, you're out of your ever-loving mind. I'm believing for something bigger than me. That means there are a whole lot of people he's working with. More than this little group, or we're done. It's a lineup. It couldn't have been done another way 20 years ago. Because it wasn't just you and me. It wasn't just Concordville. It took what it took, and it took the time it took. Could David have gotten to the throne any sooner?
No.
Could Moses have crossed the promise to the promised land any sooner? Could Joseph have bypassed a jail or done something to get to the seat in Pharaoh's palace any sooner? No. But if you are a circumstance kind of guy and driven by the lie, you can go through dear old Joseph's life. He made stupid mistakes everywhere, and he paid for them with his family. He paid for them with his... I mean, the man couldn't even peacefully go to jail. He couldn't. Every time he turned around and he was in trouble, finally helping someone, and they forget he helped them. Does it sound like your story? On and on his life lingered until, my friends, his legs didn't even work right anymore from the chains he had to drag around. He had problems. He could not have done one thing to speed. This is just, isn't this interesting? The fancy event wasn't even about Joseph. It was about Pharaoh. He had the crazy dream. I mean, Joseph can't say, whoa, you should hear the dream I just had. It's really crazy. He didn't even have that much of it. Pharaoh had the dream. And Pharaoh couldn't have had it a year before, 2 years before, 20 years before, 5 days. Pharaoh had it when God gave it. And God gave it when he lined up all of Israel, lined up all of Egypt, and lined up all the weather to do what he wanted to do. And he said, now, I'm going to put you where I want you, and overnight you'll become prime minister. And you will end up saving Israel. It couldn't have been a day sooner. The devil wants you to think about, oh, I made this tear, my God, hey! As if God was relying on you to have it all together. As if his plans were as up and down as we are.
Amen.
Right.
Yeah, right.
As if your problems were a shock to God. As if your needs overwhelmed the resources of God. I tell you, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for us to get the big picture and start dealing with the sovereign almighty God who is Lord over all and didn't just become so on the cross.
Yeah. Amen.
Every inch he lost, he determined to lose within the plan of God. Yeah. God doesn't lose. God has never lost. The only people who have lost have been the fools who chose against him.
Yeah.
They're the only ones who lost, and they lost big.
Yeah.
God never lost a thing. God never lost anyone who called on him while there was yet breath in their lungs. Yeah. Never lost one. God has never lost and he won't lose. He not only sees the big picture, he set it all up before the picture showed up on the screen. The fact of the matter, if you don't see your life in a greater context and greater light than just what you have succeeded at and failed at and gone through, and this person did that and that person, hey, his brothers threw him in a pit after discussing murdering him. His brothers didn't give a dang about the fact that they took that coat of many colors and covered it in an animal's blood and what it would do to the old man's heart. They didn't give it a second thought. They were willing to break that old man's heart and turn him on a road of bitterness and sorrow that lasted all the rest of his life. They didn't care, man. You talk about falling into the hands of men. Did that take one thing from God? Did that take one thing from the plans and purposes of God? And do you think Joseph today in paradise is saying, man, I know I'm talking about it again, but I got to let you know what a hard time I had. I want you to know, oh, God, it hurt. Where was God when I needed him? I'm sick of hearing that. Why don't we say God is there? He'll never leave me nor forsake me. His love knows no bounds. That grace is sufficient. He is the almighty God. And I'll tell you what, he's catered for me.
Amen.
I believe in revival,
Amen.
Not because I want it, but because he won't let me get away with believing anything else. My God, I'd love to believe in a cute church down the road. Wouldn't I love 120 members and we all minded our own as maybe an Episcopal church? That would be lovely. I wouldn't even have to have a baptismal pool. I could just go vok on their foreheads. And they don't talk about anything there that you don't embarrass anybody. It would be easy and wonderful. They'd have a pension for me. They'd have a car for me. My wife would love all of that. And I could talk cute junk every Sunday. But that's not in me. And I don't believe it's in you.
No.
You may be playing the fool, but playing the fool isn't in you. You're playing someone else's part. You're playing a part the devil set up for you. And that brings me to Adam and Eve and this madness that possessed them to think for a moment that their actions would not affect them and everything that came from them for the rest of their lives. How could they have been so naive as to think that turning on their best friend, Almighty God, wouldn't hurt? How could they believe someone who said, what you have is better than what God wants from you, and eat that stupid quince? Today it's a quince.
Yeah, true.
Might as well go through all the fruit.
Yeah, right.
How could they have done that? After concluding people are stupid.
Yep. Yeah.
And they give into their passions like fools.
Yeah.
And you know something, if I didn't believe God had that covered, if I didn't believe there was a way back, I don't know what I would do. Because I'd say there's no hope for anyone, might as well join the pessimists. The fact of the matter is Adam and Eve never thought about the consequences of their actions. And isn't it funny when you're turned on, whether it's a car that turns you on or a house or money or a person or whatever, when you get turned on, everything else gets turned off. You fool.
Isn't that something? Yeah.
You fool. As if you can manipulate eternity. And as if these things can affect the eternal plans of God.